Okay. Your offspring are your...
My children.
Okay. Did you ever call them anything else besides children when they were little?
Never called them kids.
Ever call them youngins?
Well, yeah, call them youngins.
Okay. Do you ever call them...
Call them both at times.
Okay. What's something that has four wheels and a handle on it that a baby lies in?
That's a baby bed.
That's something that has a handle. You still call it a baby bed?
Oh, wait a minute.
Something that you can, you know...
Oh, that's a stroller.
Okay. And if you had a baby in a stroller, you would what the baby?
Push the baby in a stroller.
Okay. If you were talking about degrees of being grown up, you might say Tom and Sam are fairly grown up, but John is the what of all?
He's the oldest.
Yeah, but if you're talking about grown up.
No, he's the oldest of the grownest one.
Okay. A person might have a son and a
daughter.
If he had a son and a daughter, he'd have a boy and a...
Boy and a girl.
If a woman is going to have a baby, she's...
Pregnant.
Now, do you know any other words for that that a woman might use?
She's in the family way.
Okay. Any other?
Well, she's pregnant, she's in the family way, and she's gonna have a baby by all hell I heard.
Okay. What do you call a woman that helps a child birth, somebody who's not a nurse?
A woman that helps a child, she's not a nurse.
Helps a child birth.
Oh, that's a midwife.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
If a boy's face is similar to his father, you might say the boy, what, his father?
The boy favors his father, daddy.
And if a boy's behavior is similar to his daddy's, you might say the boy...
Boy, just like his daddy.
Okay. A person might say to a child, you'd better stop that, or you're going to get a...
A whooping.
Okay. Now, would you ever say anything else besides a whooping?
You're going to get a whooping or a beating.
Which is worse?
Whooping is usually what I always said most.
Uh-huh.
I think a beating, that sounds a little worse. Sounds like you're going to pay a little worse.
Okay.
Whooping is usually what we always say. You better stop that boy or I'm going to whoop you.
Okay. How do people speak of a child whose parents aren't married? They might say he's a...
Bastard.
Okay. Now, do you know any other words for that?
Well, illegitimate.
How about Woods Cove? Have you ever heard that?
No, never heard that.
Okay. Come by chance? You heard that one?
No, I ain't never heard that. Of course, there's a lot of them do that.
Okay. Now, you might say Sally is a loving child, but Mary isn't even what?
She's even more loving.
Okay. Your sister's son would be your...
Be my nephew.
Okay. And a child whose parents are dead is an...
Orphan.
And for that child, the court might appoint a...
Guardian.
The people in somebody's immediate family are his...
Kinfolk.
Okay. And how about all the people in the family, no matter how distantly related?
They're all kinfolk. Kin people.
Okay. He isn't related to her. He's no what to her?
No kin to her.
A person who just moved into the neighborhood and whom nobody knows yet is a...
Stranger.
Okay. When would you call this person a foreigner? Under what circumstances?
I don't think you'd call him a foreigner unless he was from some foreign country.
Okay. Jesus' mother was named?
Mary.
George Washington's wife was named?
Oh, I heard, but I can't remember.
It begins with an M. Does that help? Ma?
Martha Washington, that's right.
Okay. Now there's a song called Wait Till the Sun Shines.
Nellie.
Okay.
You can't blame me from forgetting some of this stuff. I've heard it, but I forget it.
You're doing very fine. Don't think you're not. Depending on whether a woman is married or not, she's called Miss or...
Mrs.
And a woman married to Mr. Cooper would be...
Ms. Cooper.
What do people call an untrained part-time preacher?
Untrained part-time preacher.